It was recording.
Oh, my bad. I was trying to figure out how I wanted to sound. But hey, nigga, you want to fight? Because I had to fight this nigga over here, too.
You're gonna line it up.
I have a concussion, so if you put your hands on me, bro, I can just add you to the lawsuit.
You got
lawsuit.
Yeah.
Oh, you suing?
Yeah, nigga.
Oh, yeah. About? Get that money, bro.
Anyways.
We about to get paid. You know how black people always add themselves into somebody else's lawsuit? We getting paid. No, I'm getting paid.
Shit, I hope so, nigga. Yeah. I don't know. I'm like, if I make enough money, I promise I'll trick off on y'all.
Pause? You didn't have to say that. Like
is that how you
bro.
Do it? You don't want to trick off on your friends? You don't want to like trick off on your friends? You don't
want to take horse or something?
You don't want to take your friends to like Tulum and shit? And just have like a guy's trip? Having a guy's trip. We can go out there and.
That sounds like a Havasu.
That sounds like Lake Havasu. You never been to Lake Havasu on like during spring break?
A male getaway.
Scared.
Careful.
Wait, careful. Careful.
That's scary. Just disconnect that one. Anyways, Bobby McFerrin. It's good to see you over there.
That's tough.
Yeah, I still don't know who that is.
Do you want to know that? You don't know a song? Don't worry. Be happy.
Yeah, that's I don't know what the dude looks like.
You.
Okay. He must be a good looking dude.
I never forget the day when you said you look like Hermes from
Futurama. That one hurt. That one did.
That one was different.
That's part of the reason why I'm growing my facial hair back out.
Who said that?
I was like, y'all not going to get me.
Who said that?
It was either Ari or Dro.
That's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough.
I'm sorry, man.
I'm sorry. Yeah, but Dro looks perpetually confused. So, like, there's not... Like,
that's how you know you're articulate when you use big words to roast somebody.
That's tough.
Perpetually is a good word.
Hey, shout out to our guy Dro, because
shout out to Dro.
The vid got him.
You just put the homie business out. Tough.
No, yeah, that's wild.
That's a HIPAA violation.
Is it really? If you put it on Instagram,
that's tough.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you put
everybody
it.
Everybody don't follow on Instagram.
Well, they need to.
You just said you don't.
And the Black Aces podcast.
You put on the Black Aces?
No, I'm saying, and they need to follow
absolutely.
The Black Aces. Cop.
Tap in.
You just said you don't cuss on pods.
I didn't cuss.
I did.
Oh, okay. No, you're good. I'm out here.
The stripping pastor.
Ratchet Church Boy.
Spider-Man? Toby. Wasn't he in Brokeback Mountain?
Yikes.
Whoa, bro, you doing too much.
No, Spider-Man. You said stripping pastor. Wait. All
right, let's start, bro. I mean,
go ahead.
We started, but
go ahead.
I'm gonna play some music, bro. He's wildin'.
This guy. Come on, Gabe.
Wild.
Sheesh.
You know what time it is, nigga. Danger. Danger.
Isn't the same guy that went like a.
Get how much out?
Yeah,
same song.
He said, did he get in a fight with the bear? Protect the bear. Get
on the floor. Did he really say that?
Yeah.
They just show y'all he read his Bible because that's in the Bible.
I didn't know that part.
Wow, this guy's at lightning speed.
I wanted to see like him and Twista like, Cypher or like battle.
Why would you want to do that?
That's gonna be a lot of words that you gotta really catch.
A lot of catch lines that just went straight over you. What's going on?
Fast, like, what are you saying? That pussy is cold though. If you wanna do something, then bend over and bust that pussy. Oh.
No, that was a good transition. Don't look at me like I'm not the DJ.
Hey, bro, you have like your shit was fire. So.
I'm not
hey, shout
DJ.
Out to Jid though, because this shit was fire.
Jid's fire. Jid is Bari's favorite rapper.
Really?
Yeah. I can see that. Shout out Bari.
I see that.
I love ad libs and rap, bro.
My favorite ad libbers are Migos.
Yeah, I'm a Migos fan. because of their ad libs.
Waka.
No, he's a yeller though.
I know, but that's in the background. Hey! Bah, 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 bah. That's one of my favorite videos on YouTube. It's just him in the studio doing his own ad libs. It's crazy.
Rock with your boys.
I love you, dude. It's been a while, man. I'm happy to be back. Y'all, bro.
And the fact that every time I hear this sample, I think of Mos Def. Like,
bro, I think it's like four songs.
Mos Def?
Yeah.
Or Yassin?
Okay, no, I just never knew how to pronounce his name.
Yassin A. No, not that, the Mos Def. Like, I need you to have a mic.
Yeah, because you're over here. You got mad at us last time. It wasn't recorded correctly.
The name is Yassin, bro.
His name is Yassin Bey. His name is Robert Paulson.
Who's that?
Fight Club reference. Don't worry. Just move past it.
You don't talk about it because
I love it.
That's what I was trying to get at. I love you it. Don't talk.
You got me. Oh shit!
Come on, Nick.
It. Next time. Next time.
I love it. Anyways, welcome back to Black Aces Podcast, episode 93, 94, one of those.
No, 94, but technically like 93.
Yeah, we had some technical difficulties for the last one, but it's your boy Ari, aka El Capitan, aka Duce Poppy, aka VP of the Dad Bod Committee. And to my left,
no, you gotta
don't do it.
Come on, bro. Come all on, right. Bro.
Open up a can if you want to.
Come on, bro.
Because
you're going back too, right?
And to my left.
You're going back, right?
Nah. And to
you
my
not
left.
Going back, bro?
Nah. And to my left.
All right, I'm going to start you out. What's up, Black Aces? I missed y'all, man. It's your boy, Ronnie, a.k.a. the Ratchet Church Boy, a.k.a. Mr. Innocent, a.k.a. the Stripping Pastor.
A.k.a. Fellatio Bandit, a.k.a. the Stripping. Oh, no, you said that one back. My bad.
That's what we're going to do?
Nah, I'm sorry.
Mr. Drop Him Off.
Oh. A.k.a. B.O.B.
Mr. Delivery Man.
I don't even deliver anything.
You're going back. Yeah, Mr. Drop Him Off.
Okay, Serial Finger.
Mailman Jr.
Serial Finger.
Post Malone.
Serial Finger is nuts.
That's crazy,
that's
right?
Like probably one of my favorite nicknames, though. Not going to lie.
And to his left.
It's Gabe, the Archangel. I don't have good... here's an AKA. The Gabagoo. AKA, not the Beacon of Bald Bob. AKA, I'm sorry. He looked at me so evil.
Bro, I'm like, no. I'm like, what? None of this.
AKA Bobby McFerrin's manager.
Oh, that's a shot.
Wow.
AKA. A
shot. Is it a shot?
It is.
I feel like it's only a shot if I'm affected by it.
You're affected by it because don't worry.
Now, if
be
you
happy.
Said Hermes manager, then that
no, yeah, that one. That one.
I wouldn't do that far.
Good news, everyone.
Yeah. Good news, everyone.
That was a good one.
And right.
Behind the camera.
And always behind the camera.
It's Nick. Nicky D. Luffy. Pirate King. We still in Wayno.
No. I fuck with it.
I'm not allowing that to pass.
I fuck with it.
You said the Pirate King?
Yes, sir.
Nice. Good reference. Is that Naruto?
One Piece.
I know.
I'm like, just don't even. Yeah, bro. You're gonna go for the bait every time, Ari.
I know.
It's all right. He'll get there.
It's okay.
He's the master baiter.
I'll go ahead and add that to your AKs, bro.
No. 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 How's you niggas' weeks been since the last time we seen each other?
Who going first?
My wife. What? My week has been pretty well. Is really? That a good way? Is that a good definition to, or just good?
You
a good
a
description.
Well, it was well.
Yeah. It wasn't. Right. It wasn't like this or this. It was.
You're right in the middle.
Yeah. It was a pretty midweek. Yeah. Like it was Wednesday every day for me.
That's.
It was hump day for you, huh?
Yeah. It was.
No, I felt that.
Wagon Wednesday, huh?
Wagon Wednesday, okay.
Yep.
All right.
I know someone heard that, so we're good.
I heard someone by the Virgin, but.
Yeah, it's me. Go ahead, Nick.
You said what?
Okay.
Oh, what about my week?
Yeah, how was your
week? Oh, no, nigga. Yeah, I mean, I survived it, bro. Okay. It was a short work week, but it felt like 7 days. So, like, when you said a whole bunch of Wednesdays, nigga, I felt that deep.
Yeah, it's because I've been
pause,
working all.
I guess, if I need to.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah,
that was
yeah.
Good
yeah, good catch.
Yeah, good catch.
Yeah. Hey, yo.
It's gonna run.
It's been that long?
Yeah.
Pause?
Yeah. Another pause. Yeah.
Ronnie, how's your week been, bro?
Well, I haven't been back in, like,
Nigga, how's this week been for you?
This week been cool, man. I'm out here winning games. They put us on a pause, so I ain't have to go to work until Wednesday. So
what kind of pause? What?
Oh, COVID, the school COVID district, pause. Yeah. The I work for pause. The school district.
That was
guys.
A wild pause. I'm not going to hold you.
Yeah, I was, wait.
It was so retarded, man. We're not going to talk about that.
We're definitely not going to talk about it. Like like,
we have so time. It was weird because, like, so the district got this thing to where if you catch COVID, it's going to be in your system for, like, 90 days or whatever. And so a lot of teachers, yeah. So if you, like, if you retest, it's possible for even if you don't have no more symptoms no more that you can still test positive. Because it'd be in your system. So a lot of teachers it was a lot of teachers catching it, first of all, but it was stupid because you test for 1 week and then you go a whole nother week until you get tested again. So they was taking tests at different district sites and it was a lot of people. So they were counting up tests from like 3 weeks total. So all of them tests is what they was going based off of because people like some people test positive, so they had to shut it down because of 3 weeks worth of tests.
Shit,
which is crazy. But
that's a lot of people.
If you would have went week by week like we was doing, it would have been the same results. Yeah. But because a lot of people, like some people, they kept saying tested positive like for 3 weeks in a row, but it was really only positive for 1 week. If that makes sense.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
So, yeah, so that's why we went on the pause, and they say if you go 6 days, 5 days without symptoms, then you're good. So.
Oh, dang, y'all got six? Five niggas, six. Yeah, niggas told me 24 hours, no symptoms, come back.
Yikes.
So, but that's why it was a lot of teachers that, it was like, and then a lot of people was calling in because they thought they had it because of the past results. So, well, that's just from certain schools where I work at, but. Who knows why the district is being a district. That's, we do a lot of strange stuff.
Some crazy shit.
But I took advantage, though.
How so?
I was asleep.
Oh yes, yeah, you I got mean, to sleep?
A little bit.
That's shocking with you.
Yeah.
That's not shocking from what I hear. Because apparently every time he's at... Whose house was it? He's always asleep.
Oh, that's Jay Beyonce, yeah.
All right, people throwing shade. I see what you're saying. They're throwing shade. They don't even know.
Consistently, like.
Don't even know. They be acting like I'll be at his house at 2 p.m. It'd be 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, that's fairly early, brother.
And I'm on Deviante for even mentioning that. So, still my boy. Still my boy. But yeah,
you know, I'm the same way though. If I'm comfortable, I could sleep.
Yeah,
I ain't mad at you.
How was your week?
My week's been actually pretty good.
How many drop off appointments did you have?
Relax, I work at the airport. I don't do that.
You can still drop stuff off at the airport.
No, sir.
Yeah.
I actually had a good week. I had a
TSA.
A gooder yeah, week.
I had a good week. I got a award at my job. So
for and snitching.
Relax.
Oh, damn. Top flight security.
Oh my nigga.
Wait. What was the award? Was it really? Did you literally snitch?
It sounded like some snitching shit already.
I looked at that. I was like, he over here being day day.
He got defensive.
Technically, but.
Technically?
What you mean, technically?
listen.
Just so y'all know, I'm not being petty. I was just being funny. But he did.
Where I work at, you can't bring what he tried to bring in to the airport.
What? Are you allowed to divulge information about what he brought in?
Not exactly what, but it was loaded, and you can't bring that through the airport.
Stupid. Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, you're not snitching. You're protecting my safety. I'm like, that dude's stupid as hell.
Shit, I want him to snitch.
I want you to snitch.
I'm like...
My bad. I thought it was something like...
Do you want that to go through or
not? No.
Man, it's hood code.
No, I thought...
Do it for the hood.
It's like a this nigga Ronnie cat stupid. Or something.
Nigga Ronnie's stupid.
Bruh, they calling me a snitch for...
I told you I was being funny.
I mean, you're still a snitch, but, you know, for good reasons, I guess.
That's why I'm leaving this fucking job anyway.
Like, nothing you do is... nothing you do will... we're going to applaud it. It's okay. It always sounds it's bad okay. When you do things.
It's okay. It was a white guy anyway, so.
Yeah, tell
off the streets.
Do tell.
I'm
do
not
tell.
White, so yeah, I know.
Do tell.
Oh, good segue. Happy MLK Day.
Yeah.
So
that was a horrible segue.
Was it?
That was definitely terrible.
Was it?
That's crazy.
Because of how he died, bro. That was terrible.
Yeah, because it was a white man.
Definitely terrible.
I'm not talking about that FBI. Part. It was the FBI, but.
So white men, okay.
Yeah, my bad. Plurally.
Hey, white why men. Don't we have a Malcolm X Day?
Great question.
Because of those same white men.
Yeah, I was about to say the same white men.
Valid points.
Did we
valid
not go
points.
To the same school? Are we not?
We didn't learn the same thing. CCSD. No. Is
yeah.
Yeah.
The district.
Aren't we number 50?
District thing.
We're number 50 in the.
No, 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 no.
47.
No.
47.
Thank you. We elevated from 49. To 47.
That's like comparing. No.
It don't matter. We're not last no more. We was last for years. You
like
so 40, you're not finna come for us as we
like
are
47 out of 52.
Hold on. What are the other states below us?
That's a great question.
Puerto
I don't
Rico.
Know.
Puerto Rico.
Guam. Yeah, I was about to say, like, U.S.
Yes,
U.S. territories?
Yeah.
They are territories.
They don't count. I don't, no. I know they count, but they don't, like, that's
why I said 52.
There's no, there's no, like, real, no.
Let me flip this around in a positive way. If you shoot 47 out of 52 free throws, that's See, positive.
That's
great.
52, bro.
No, but you gotta think the real actual. I can't even think of it. 3 out of 52 is horrible. Like you might as well just drop out of the whole marksman training.
No.
All of it.
Yep. It's 5 out of 52 actually, but yeah.
You beat 3 other states, and those 3 other states probably have horrible. Like they probably only have like 3 students that they're not even caring about, in the whole state. So we don't count.
The positive thing is we moved up, okay? We getting better. I started trying to say that and all that, but we getting better.
Really, now we really trying to break this nigga Ronnie down.
You can't break me. I'm a campus monitor, so I'm a teacher. I'm a therapist.
What?
I'm the school police.
So he care about the kids.
Oh, he's a snitch.
You care.
Boom! There we go. Hey, y'all got to bring in the. He said blame districts like Elko, Carson City. They trash.
I mean, you ain't
I'm
lying.
Not gonna lie.
You ain't lying. Hawthorne. Hawthorne got 4 students. They be ditching.
Yeah, they probably ditched.
Smoke weed.
Math.
Talk about, math more likely than weed. Yes. They mix it together.
Throwing up crushed rocks.
Talk about clowns all day. And aliens.
ICP.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with talking about aliens.
Yeah, I was about to say.
We're not going to do that. But,
we moving up, though. All positivity.
All positive.
Go CCSD.
Positive. Yeah. When we get to 46, I'll consider us something.
When we get into top 30,
no.
Come holla at me.
Top 30, that's such a low state. What's the top state? New York? No, hell no.
Hell no.
What is it, like Nebraska?
Why y'all say it like that? Like New York?
Because it's New York, bro.
I know it's not Florida.
That's facts. Pennsylvania? Yeah, that makes sense. Like
Wisconsin.
Michigan. Wisconsin.
Oh, it's definitely not Wisconsin.
Why? Because it's
shout out to all my Midwest listeners.
You sound like you're talking from experience.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
no.
I lived in Madison, Wisconsin for a year. It's definitely
it's not it.
Yeah, it's not. That's not the one.
Shout out to you, cheeseheads. Hope you guys win today.
Yeah, gross. Please beat the 49ers. Gross. We're gonna leave it at that.
What?
Sports.
Yeah, we might as well go to
sports.
Oh my gosh. All right, fine. Go ahead. We hear why you think the Niners should lose.
I just don't like them right now.
What?
Don't like them.
All right, I'm going
to
leave it at that.
Y'all already know why I want them.
Number one is New Jersey.
Oh,
New Jersey. That makes sense, though, because New Jersey's right outside of
that's
Florida.
That's small
is
ass fucking state.
Wow.
Florida's number 3?
Oh, no way.
Wait, what?
But they also. Yeah.
What are we? Wait.
I don't trust that. Film.
It's real life.
We're also judging fish by its ability to climb a tree. So, like, because every school system everywhere is stupid, in my opinion. They don't really teach us anything.
Florida's number 3, nigga? Are you fucking serious?
They just give people the answers.
I'm so sorry, Florida, for disrespecting y'all niggas.
Wait, what are they at? They're number 3?
They're number 3.
Nevada's at 40 now.
Oh!
Oh, yes!
Oh, yeah! It still sucks!
Oh, yes!
We're still in the bottom percentages.
I don't care. We're not 49.
20%.
I'm about to post it on Facebook. Nevada is number 40.
Hey, you niggas
big 4-0. Okay.
And holler at me. Get in the top 30 and then holler at me.
Yeah, New Mexico.
Bro, you graduated
last.
From here.
Alabama's
so
above us?
No, Alabama is last.
I was about Jesus. To say, bro, like, there's no way Alabama. Bama is. There's
shout
no
out to all our
way.
Alabama listeners.
Have you, bro? I'm just saying. It's
roll
Bama,
tide.
Bro.
Roll tide. That's all I'm
those
saying.
Three.
Roll tide.
That was the worst. I'm about to look at this list myself.
Damn. What site was that on so I can reference?
This the nigga insider. Here.
The insider.
Is that a viable choice?
Yeah, I don't know. Right now. Anyways, in sports.
Okay, sports.
And U.S. news.
Okay, that one. That makes sense.
That makes sense. Shout out to Kodak. He found something better to do.
Other than his mama?
No, at the.
At wait, the game.
Whoa.
At the. Wow, shit.
That was the.
Y'all didn't
the
see him grabbing on his mama?
Shout out to all our. Shout out to all our Florida listeners.
Oh my God.
Hey,
that was not the Black Aces podcast. Kodak, we don't want no problems, fam. We don't want no problems, fam. Now he found something better to do at that. What it was a Florida.
Panthers game, yeah.
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 He was in the box and he was instead of watching the game, he was
getting boxed.
He was dancing with the chick.
He wasn't dancing.
They showed the close up.
No. We're gonna say that he wasn't dancing. It makes for better content.
I'm not and I ain't mad at him for it.
I don't pay attention.
It wasn't his mama.
That part.
That is a step up.
Hey, I'm just saying he did it. So y'all, the fuck?
Listen, bro, I don't pay attention to this.
You
what
dance
happened
with your mama like that?
No.
Okay.
What did let me?
My
let
mama get the two step like, oh, get it. Get it.
Next topic. Nope. Next topic. No, we
gonna go somewhere else. It should be a significant amount of space between you.
That's what I'm saying.
They're wild.
Go,
this
mama.
Is dirty dancing.
Go, mama.
Yep. Nope. Next. Nope. We're going to the next one.
That's his mom.
Oh, you looking it up? That's crazy.
I don't know what happened.
Google's
your best friend right now.
Facts. Shout out to Klay Thompson coming back to the Warriors.
Yep.
After what, a year and a half off? So yeah.
He's wild.
Subway games.
All right, I'm out of it. Go ahead, Klay Thompson. Let's do it.
R.I.P. to Miss Harris. I don't know how to say
you.
Her
you missed a lot of people on that list. If that was the case,
I'm going. This is
you're good. You're good. Okay.
This is Louisa Harris. I think that's her name. But she was the first woman to be drafted in the NBA.
NBA.
Yeah, to the NBA. So shout out to her. It was like the seventh round, but shout out to her.
Wait, what?
Yes, in like 1977, she got drafted to the NBA.
And then what happened? Did she play?
No, she was pregnant.
No.
So she didn't show
she
up.
Got that clown shot up.
She was pregnant.
Boom!
So she didn't show up.
Boom!
What?
Apparently she was a bucket.
Not only was she the first woman in the NBA, but also the first pregnant woman in the NBA. Shout out to her.
Facts. She didn't play a game, but shout out to her.
Just hey, I ain't never been drafted. She did more than me. She dabbled with a lot of people. Dang, she beat Russ, Weak Self, KD, Harden. She beat Kobe and Jordan. Drafted before both.
And Dennis Rodman. Let's not forget the GOAT.
Here we go with Dennis.
I'm telling you, he's the best.
Greatest rebounder and defender.
Greatest of all time.
Bro. I don't know about defender.
He is a golden rebounder.
I said defender. I don't know if he's a
great. He played great defense.
I thought like you're the whole statement.
That was like his thing.
Yeah,
that was.
I don't know if.
No, that was.
Are you gonna say he's the greatest?
I would say he's on the list
for greatest defense.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
There is. All right, whatever. The point is,
he has stats pulled up. He got all his facts. Boom.
Listen, my whole thought process of why he's the GOAT. It's actually kind of revolving around his whole life story of not just being like a great basketball player, because like. People who goat Jordan make sense, right? People who goat Kobe, LeBron, they all make sense.
Yeah.
Mine makes sense to me. Like, let me explain it.
You like changing your hair color?
No, hell no.
Like wearing dresses?
But he can pull it off.
You like wearing dresses?
What's wrong with wearing dresses?
I'm not wearing a dress. I'm just asking. This is a question.
We had this conversation around the Kid Cudi time.
Listen, I'm not. It's not wearing dresses. It's,
hey, yo.
So you like rebounding?
Relax, Nick. We're not gonna slam the Kid Cudi.
You like rebounding?
Although no, that wait, dress was trash. We're talking about people in dresses. Young Thug wore the most dresses like ever.
He's a weirdo, but he's not a goat. Like, would you consider Young Thug a goat?
Facts.
You would?
What? You wouldn't?
I don't know if I'm ready. I guess to I'm have just that. Out here. I don't know if I have an answer for that. I digress. I don't know. I would have to sit back on that one. Cause nah, Young Thug is definitely that nigga.
I think he's great. Maybe
he's that nigga, but I don't know if
a goat, bro.
I just said he's that nigga. I said I would have to sit on this one for a minute before I made a decision.
Anyways, Dennis Rodman. Never mind.
Listen. Dennis Rodman's that nigga, bro.
Thank you.
Especially, he did a movie with Jean-Claude Van Damme. Not many basketball
players. He also met Kim Jong-un. Yeah. He met Kim Jong-un. How many NBA players can say that?
They were best friends.
How many NBA players can say that they were best
friends? I will give him this for leaving in the middle of the season, coming to Vegas, and going crazy and then going back to the...
But no, let's not mention the fact that his team knew. They said, let him stay. Whatever he need to do, let him go do so we can get this ring, bro.
I'm telling you guys realize it was Superman, which was Jordan.
That's a goat move.
Batman, which was Pippen. He had and a then it was Rodman. His own name was his own thing. Like, that's what they called the three. Shout out I'm to telling you, bro.
My brother had that shirt.
Shout out to Tony Ku Coach.
I've always wanted that shirt, too. It's a great shirt.
Steve Kerr, the unsung white man.
Unsung.
Nah, man, Steve Curry was the man from the three-point line.
Yeah, outside of getting punched in the face.
Paxton was before him.
BJ, way better, but.
All right, let's start the sports.
I think that's all I got in sports. Hey, who you guys think going to go to the Super Bowl?
Niners. I don't care no more.
Oh, because you niggas got knocked the fuck out?
Hey, yeah, that's nice.
Who's your team? I think
going for sure.
He's a Cowboys fan.
Listen. Don't be over there upset. You do this shit every year. We not gonna fucking play games. You get excited. You get hyped.
So aggressive.
You think shit is gonna change. Shit ain't changing. It's the same.
He's so aggressive on that.
Hey, you know what? Hey, what makes this funnier is when he said, we could. Oh, okay. I understand because I support the Raiders because I'm from Vegas. Like I support the Raiders, but I'm still a Cowboys fan.
Yeah, let's make that known. I live here.
But what makes that funny is I really thought when he said, you know what? I thought he had my back. So I'm like listening to what he got to say. And then boom, he hit me with, I'm like, dang, I can't even do nothing but laugh, bro. I thought you had my back.
Listen, man, my wife is a Cowboys fan and
yeah, I applaud
her. She's Miss
and I tell them all the time. Y'all get excited for no reason.
Man,
every
but
time.
Didn't you go
you
to a Cowboy game?
You just get excited and get disappointed. There hasn't been a change yet. Y'all haven't got the correct coaching.
Yeah,
you think
I
Ezekiel Elliott is going to just fucking, I don't know what y'all think about that man, but he ain't going to do it. Him and Dak Prescott ain't going to do it. At the beginning, we were seeing some shine, seeing some light. It's gone. That shit is dimmed the fuck out. And I understand y'all had a winning season.
With our offense, yes, our offense is trash.
You had a winning season. But when it comes down to clutch games, is the Cowboys going to take it? They are not. You always go against the Cowboys in the playoffs.
He just like ripped his heart out and stomped
him. But the thing about me is,
Cowboys suck.
The thing about me is I'm a fan, but I'm also a sports guy. Like I play sports. Like I'm a realist. So everything he said was correct. My mama say we need to kill Jerry Jones.
That's a fact. Because he is a slave master. He is bringing slave mentality. That is why there's a dark cloud hovering over y'all. Because he probably still owns some slaves.
Okay.
I wouldn't put it past his ass.
That's
Jerry Jones.
Don't doubt it.
There we go.
Jesus. I just don't want the 49ers or the Green Bay to win. Why? Or Jesus Temple. Christ. I don't want Tom Brady to get another ring.
Jesus Christ. We love you, God. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ!
Jesus Christ!
We love you, Lord!
We love you, God!
Oh,
he was going crazy.
Yeah, that pop. It was the pop lock for me.
Bro, he said, Jesus Christ!
All right, my.
I forgot what I was talking
about. But I think the Rams going to win, though.
You got the Rams?
Yeah. The Rams. The Rams. All right.
You can't stop Aaron Donald.
Invalid
and,
forever from here on out.
I respect that, but I'm not betting against Tom Brady. Ever.
That's fair too. I would never.
He don't got no help right now. All his receivers.
Nigga, he didn't have anyone. He joined the Buccaneers. What are you talking? He had to bring his team back.
They just got healthy, bro. I'm not betting against Tom.
Yeah, I'm not betting against Tom whatsoever. And I'm a Niners fan, so.
And if it ain't him, then I'll put my money on Aaron Rodgers. So.
Aaron Rodgers is another one of them. How long he been in the league? How many rings he got? How many times he been in the playoffs? Come on.
He got like one or two.
Track records, bro. Track records. Look at it.
Yeah, but not even just track records, just him in general. Like Aaron Rodgers is
He'll take you to the playoffs. The unit. He'll take you to the conference championship.
This is the move that makes
what happens every fucking time.
Smoke. He'd be selling.
I'm just going off of
It's not as bad as the fucking Cowboys. So
well, we was over that. We got past that. Why are you living in the past?
Are we over
it? We just got over that.
I haven't seen you niggas pass the first round in years.
Damn. All right.
Anyways. It's like anyways.
And this is why people get shot.
Damn, that's crazy.
I like that. I like that energy. That's crazy. This nigga Ronnie said, y'all gonna get enough.
Hey, mainly Ari, because the Broncos. When was the last time you heard something about the Broncos?
That's we just wanted to ship in 2016.
We didn't want to ship in 2016, yeah, because Peyton Manning.
And our defense, my nigga, so what you talking about?
Peyton Manning more so.
Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Nigga, y'all ain't won it since the 90s.
Bro, and y'all come. You got that, but everybody understood that this has been going on. But before then, when was the last time you heard of the Broncos?
Bro, y'all haven't won a championship in y'all natural life, my nigga.
You're a cat, bro. I was born in 92. We got our last one in 95, so give me mine.
You was three.
Give me mine. You said in my lifetime. Give me mine.
It's okay.
I need mine.
It's okay.
It's all pause. Good, bro.
It's okay.
Was that a pause?
It was a pause.
It's a pause because he liked Cowboys.
So. You know what, you disrespectful 49ers? Y'all anyways, sold, bro. Y'all ain't even want to win.
That's fair, actually. This year was hard. It's not, yeah.
Shout out to Illinois schools. To get back to schools real quick, they can no longer ban like dreads and braids and any type of hairstyles like that. So
that's Illinois. They got most dreads anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. So shout out to that.
Good job.
A little kid won his suit
for that lawsuit. Yeah.
Yep. To get back to the RIPs, we lost a lot of people in the last.
We did.
Couple weeks.
Betty! Betty almost made 100, y'all.
We lost Betty.
Technically, she did.
She was a part of the black people.
Yo.
Technically, she did make it 200.
Technically.
Because she lived through like 29-something odd leap years, and she was only like 12 days away from her actual 100th birthday. Yeah, so technically, she
made it. Oh, so she was born on like a leap year?
No, she was, but she lived through enough.
Oh, lived through, yeah.
And she was only 12 days away from, technically, she made it.
I mean, if you count gestation time, yeah, definitely.
Gestation time.
What? Yeah.
Nick, you know,
on her obituary, that mother gonna say 99.
That's an extra 9 months to the age.
That's gonna say 99 3/4.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
And
like,
the Mayan calendar didn't technically start. I'm just playing. I don't even know.
Stupid.
She made 99 7/8.
R.I.P. Bob Saget.
Oh yeah,
that one hurt too.
Y'all see all this slander coming out about him. God damn.
Nah. They wait till everyone dies.
They wait till everybody dies to pull some bullshit.
And it was the Olsen twins, huh?
That shit. But it was like,
they on crack. Wait, he did. Wait, listen to them.
She's on crack.
They are crackheads.
No, wait. Chill.
I think one of them is.
Chill. I think what it was it was his comedy, because in his comedy, he would say some crazy ass, like, go on set with the girls and say some crazy shit about kids. So he did a lot of dark comedy, and I feel like that shit is what it is.
I mean, that's understandable to a degree.
Fuck them kids.
I think that's what the accusation is.
You gotta reword that, Ari, because that was wild.
Was it?
Yeah, you literally said, I'm not even going to say it. That's horrible.
No. I didn't mean like literally.
But that's the connotation. That's the connotation.
That's crazy. You didn't want it to go there, but that's where we're at.
I fucking hate it.
Connotation, bro.
He went literal.
I hate it so much.
Literal.
Hey,
y'all getting English lessons here today.
R.I.P. Louis Anderson and R.I.P. Sidney Poitier.
So,
Yeah. That's a legend, right there.
Yeah, I mean, when you go down the list like that, fuck.
That's crazy, yeah.
Bruh.
Can we just say that all these people did live long lives?
Yeah.
Absolutely. They lived.
Louis Anderson died at, 65? But, I mean, the rest of them lived to, like, 90-something.
Bob Saget is 65.
Not Bob Saget either.
Yeah.
Sidney Poitier, he was, like, 94 or something like that?
I feel like quality.
Yeah, Sidney Poitier was 94.
Because I feel like they all live quality lives.
Yeah. I think so, too.
Yeah, because, I mean, the quantity of the years they live doesn't really matter if the quality sucked. So.
There you go.
Shout out to you, Betty.
Yeah, shout out to Betty.
Betty!
You know she lived longer than sliced bread?
Wow.
Damn.
She was around before sliced bread was a thing. That's one of the biggest facts that I took away from her passing. Speaking, I'm not saying that negatively.
Speaking of old white... Hold on. Question. Speaking of old white women...
What?
Speaking of old white women...
Yo.
He finna say something wild, bro.
Did y'all hear about Nancy Reagan?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I just found out. I just got hip.
Google.
Oh.
I like these guys. Let me be quick.
Nancy Reagan's a throat goat.
What? The former president?
Former president's
lady,
wife.
First lady.
Yes, she was throat goat.
The throat goat. What happened?
She used to be going around Hollywood giving out throat.
Oh,
yeah.
The best in the world.
Duh. How do you think he got the votes in the first place?
Nancy Reagan, a real throat goat.
Yeah. When I read that,
how do you think she got her husband's votes in the first place?
So
that's crazy. I don't
fucking dick. Say it for the people. Sucking dick for money.
Sucking dick for votes.
The first and original fellatio bandit.
The original fellatio.
Oh my god.
Sucking dick for votes.
That is so funny.
This shit says, "Yo, Nancy was born." Annie Francis Robin, Nancy.
Anal Francis Robin?
Had alleged was renowned in Hollywood for performing oral sex.
Oh my god.
Furthermore, she was reportedly known to perform said oral sex not only in the evening, but in the offices. That was one or more reasons that she was very popular on the MGM.
Can you reread that in the mic?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Boom.
The whole thing?
Yeah, the whole thing.
All right, hold on.
Wait, why don't I
not the whole thing. Okay, so she was renowned. Nancy Reagan was renowned for sucking dick in Hollywood. She would suck dick on the MGM lot in the evening times in the offices.
Yikes.
Good for her. Good for everybody who got top.
All right, Nancy.
Shout out to MGM.
Shout out to
fucking lit.
Well, can we dedicate Throw Baby to?
Hey, yo. Probably. hey, did y'all see the Fresh Prince reboot? Trailer?
I'm trying to avoid it.
Yeah, I'm trying to avoid it. I heard it's horrible.
Like, I hear it looks good, but it's one of those things where it's like, just it could have been named anything else and still stood alone to been a good show. That's basically what I got from it.
Did they just flat out call it Fresh Prince?
Not be named that?
No, it's just like, that's basically what I got from it, was that, like, without Will's called, name like, on it, it basically could have just been any other show and stood alone.
Let me see.
I'm trying to avoid it, too, because I just have really good fond memories of the originals.
Exactly, but I mean,
I planned on watching it, but I was gonna try to get somebody's.
Oh, just watch it. Don't try to get other people's opinions.
It's called Bel Air.
Yeah, like I'm,
it's not gonna be like funny. They said it's supposed to be like more like drama.
Oh, so. I'll probably watch it though.
Okay, yeah.
I heard he could hoop though. They said he had bounce.
We gonna see.
That was just outrageous to hear.
Yeah, we gonna see.
Blasphemous! I'm still on this Nancy Head scandal.
Oh, you are? It's great.
Is she still alive?
Yes. No, she's not. She's dead.
And this information comes out how long after she's dead?
Shit, not too long ago.
I don't know how, reminiscing and had dementia
or something?
This is it's in this book. I feel like this book came out.
Fresh Prince.
The book came out in 1998, so at least people have known about Nancy Reagan.
For some years, or over 20 years.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she was throating niggas for real.
We just got the internet.
Basically.
Damn, I wonder if there's like old tapes.
Yikes.
This dude is crazy over
No,
here.
Not for me, for a friend.
Which friend?
I'm that friend.
Y'all letting Nancy Reagan slurp y'all down?
What year? like 82. Old Nancy or 82. New Nancy?
Pre-Watergate?
82.
He's 82.
82.
If my dick could be responsible for reversing Reaganomics, then yeah. Bro, I'm going to do what I got to do.
If I was in control of what... you guys know why Reagan was one of the worst presidents possible, right?
Yeah.
Because of Watergate.
Heat.
And Reaganomics.
Yeah.
So, if my...
Nixon was Watergate.
Because she probably gives some real slop top after the Watergate.
Nixon was Watergate, Gabe, not Reagan.
I'm tripping. Either way.
Tricky dick.
Sold.
Well, in other news...
Sorry.
Drake is a legend. This nigga's a fucking legend, y'all.
Why don't you just go that way? Whatever. Drake is a legend.
Apparently this week, a story came out about him.
Purple Vans, bro.
Yeah. Vans are the bomb, bro. Any, okay, continue with Drake.
Sorry.
He's
a legend. No, those shoes are hard, though.
They are hard.
I own a, team, so, and our colors is purple, so, yeah. Instantly was like, ooh, yeah.
Anyway, he's a legend. He had sex with this
young lady.
Young lady. This Instagram model.
Want names. We name dropping.
I don't know the girl. Anyways, after he had sex with her, apparently he had disposed of the condom, but prior to that, he put hot sauce in the condom. And the lady thought she was going to trap him by putting a...
That's what you get. Yep.
The juices in her pussy.
And boom.
Yeah.
Burned her.
Burned her shit. She said it felt like lava on her pussy.
Stupid.
Fire crotch.
Stupid.
Come again?
Wow.
Fire crotch.
You didn't catch it.
You didn't catch it.
I did. But
the condom caught it more than you did, but it's all right.
What is wrong with you? What?
Nah, I'm quick. I like this guy. I'm quick. He's very quick with it.
I like this guy.
I'm very quick. Is quick.
That's why I was like, why are you so fast with that? Like,
yo, Ari, after I saw it, very quick, Ari looked back at me. I was like.
I like it. I like all right. It. But yeah, Drake's a legend for that.
Oh, legendary.
For sure. Changed the game.
Oh, yeah. He's out here being Cayenne. Cayenne, pepper, never mind. It's all right. Can you give me a sound for that one? Any sound, I don't care.
I got you, bro. Don't even worry about that.
What's it here? Boom.
Oh, shit. Historical Black Spotlight.
I don't know.
Week, pronounce our name right, please.
Hold on. Can we put some time in between?
This next one's really
I'm like, because I don't want to go from nut in a condom and fucking spicy shit nut to Still I Rise. I need some time.
Yeah, like a Thailand.
Still I Rise, bro.
Thailand condom.
I mean, she did say she was a hoe.
And she admitted she take it back because he did that.
Did she not say she was a hoe?
And this has been another episode of the Black Age Podcast.
Boy, I missed y'all niggas on me, boy.
Our historical black spotlight is on Maya Angelou.
Nick's thinking we should have did a different topic.
We should have chose a different one for now.
Nah, we in it now.
We're coming back here.
We in it now. She recently became the first black woman to appear on the U.S. quarter. But before y'all niggas start clapping and shit, it's actually a part of a series of quarters.
I get it. That's the first step. One step in the right direction.
Is it a series of black people on these quarters or just a series of...
Series of people.
Who else on this list?
A bunch of white people.
Yeah.
She made it.
Notable white people. It's not her for being dope, and then like a white dude for being like a construction worker, right? Like, I'm just trying to see like if they're all on
a
the
white
same
dude
level
for being a construction worker.
You know
worker.
What I'm saying? Like, you know, just for existing.
Okay, who's supposed to be on the 20 again? Because
Andrew Jackson,
Harriet Tubman. Whatever happened?
We got
to them
that
fucking
news like 25 years ago.
I know. Whatever happened, it's never gonna happen.
Yo,
ever.
You're right.
Ever.
I remember that. I was happy.
Oh, okay.
But they gonna put her on that quarter though. We don't get bills, but we get in quarters for show. We get the medal.
Niggas about to get rid of change altogether.
Like, right. The medal. Yeah, they gonna put her on that coin.
Put that bitch on the NFT.
That's what I sound.
Type shit.
Put her as the face of Bitcoin.
Did you hear?
Right.
That bitch on the NFT.
That's when we know it's real.
Put her on the face of Bitcoin. They'd only get that shit to us for the month of February.
Hey, this next one's on you.
You mean why you that's that shit?
The next one's on you, bro. I don't. Hey, this is your wheelhouse.
No, it's not.
The next one's on me.
You want it?
You got it, Gabe.
Wait, prayers?
The Pokemon.
Bro,
you skipped. I skipped. That's on him.
That's on him.
Yeah, because the next one's
Bro, it's not real. some dude programmed some first person shooter that you can
Hunt Pokemon?
You can hunt Pokemon with a fucking shotty. That shit looks hard.
I'm not gonna lie.
It does low key look cool. Like he one shots Pikachu in the head. Niggas, that shit is crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's no blood or anything like that, so it's not like.
Yeah, it's electricity.
Yikes.
You gotta be quick with it. You gotta be quick.
God damn it. God damn it, Dave. God damn it. God damn it.
You gotta be quick.
God damn it.
Not the producer.
Oh, God.
I'm gonna see if I can find it. I'll show it to you.
Hey, but no, that shit's fire. I ain't gonna hook you.
In VR, that's wild. Who would you want to hunt, though? Just all of them? Gotta catch them all. Hunt them all?
Just a bunch of...
Gotta hunt them all.
He switched that. Yeah, he didn't want to have to say pause.
Yeah.
Gotta catch them all. You need to pause it all over the place, goddammit. You need to pause it all over the place. In somber news.
All right, so... Prayers up for everyone on the west coastal states of, as there was a tsunami advisory due to an undersea volcanic eruption near Tonga. Did you know that half of Samoa had to shut down, the American half, American Samoa had to shut down about 2 miles inward of the, up until 2 miles inward of the island because of that volcanic eruption?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Like, a lot of my cousins had to move, or not move, but find refuge somewhere else on the island.
Wow.
Damn, that's nuts.
That's yeah.
nuts.
Like, you know, obviously, anybody... That volcano, I honestly, I think it's fake, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I really do. Because there wasn't a lot going... It was like a 2-foot wave. It's still a lot to do some type of damage, but you just run straight up a hill. It's not like you're going to see the wave up here at 2 feet. That's 2 feet.
Or you might not even know it was a 2-foot wave. Like, people go surfing on that.
Literally.
Yeah.
The difference is water gets displaced onto the beach. So it will travel up way past to where a normal wave will catch the undertow and then stop at the low rise or whatever it's called. An actual tsunami will push water 2 feet past. Or not 2 feet, but like way past on the line. But yeah, just want to let you guys know.
It's all you, Ronnie. It's all you.
That's what I'm saying. We don't want to talk about the definition first?
Yep. That's all.
All right, so every gentleman in the room, and we might throw the young lady in since she's here.
Butter.
Hey, girl. Hey, butter. All right, so fellas, what is y'all definition of a baddie? She instantly got an attitude, but it's okay. We're going to talk about this today. We're going to talk about this. What's y'all definition of a baddie?
I don't even know.
Not based off of what just happened, but we need to know before this week, what was your definition of a baddie?
What? Okay, but
that's what I'm saying. Like,
Mike.
Get in the mic.
Like, Mike.
This man, Dave, she got to look good. First off, she got
to
look
good. What does it mean to look good, bros?
You.
First off.
She's pretty
bad. Oh, I didn't know who you pointing at, bro. I got nervous.
You.
Whoa, boy.
My bad. Right, you. You know, she's pretty.
I need you to, have some type of, uptake. Like, keep up with yourself. Like, your feet, your neck.
Your neck?
No, not your neck.
Your nails, boy.
Your neck. I'm saying,
but you feel me?
Your nails.
Yeah, your neck, too.
Honey down.
But, you know, I think having to. Man, see, I already know
we're going to start walking this.
Yeah, I need a baddie. Like, man, y'all know what I need. Like,
all right, so give a definition of three celebrities that you think are baddies to put you in a mindset. Like, what a baddie
Kim
is.
Kim Kardashian, one.
Fuck no.
No.
She looks so disgusting.
This man's obsessed.
You're right. My bad. That's your opinion.
Which era?
He is in the eye of the beholder. Let my man get
the guns. I said both the Gonzalez twins. Just, I mean, throw them out there because I, you feel me?
Does that count as two and three or just, okay.
And let's see another one. Rihanna.
All right, that's fair.
Okay, I'll give you Rihanna for sure.
Nick,
y'all don't like my three?
Sure. Yeah, I like your three.
The twins count as one, so
I count three.
I like two of your three.
Yeah, I like three.
Don't get me wrong. Like, Kim is bad to look at, but that's somebody's
wife.
Yeah.
That's somebody's wife, and he ex-wife. Wants to fight niggas.
if you get mad at me calling your wife bad. Then you got.
I want everybody to say my girl bad, bro.
Look, I ain't gonna say it in like a disrespectful manner, but like, you feel me?
You just
said what I said, Nick, and I'm just saying that. I want my homies, like, if my homie don't say, bro, she bad, like, when we, with the first initial meet, then cool. But if you disrespectful, like, dang, bro, I text, like, yeah, we got scrap.
Then, yeah, we finna fade for sure.
Yeah, but if you be like, man, she look like your girl pretty, like, thank you. I need you.
Appreciate you, man. He like, you did that.
Like, my boy. Yeah, boy, I see you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, she bad. I even take that, bro. Yeah, your girl bad, bro. It's like, you did that. Like, that's cool.
What's your definition of a baddie?
Oh, we're going around. We're going around.
Go ahead, do top three. Top three.
Top three.
Definition of a baddie.
Oh, no, next.
Top three.
Yeah, we're about to get to the top three.
I don't know. I see bad women being different than baddies. I feel like baddie is a part of, like, this culture of people who are trying to look a certain way. So I feel like the Meg Thee Stallions, the Big Lotto, whatever her name is, and them. I'm just saying they all fit into that category of people who are doing that. So
Big Lotto's not a baddie?
She's not a fucking baddie. First of all, you. If you have to be made, you. You're not a baddie. Bitch is 22. She looks 35.
At that point, then we can cut half of the girls off of the list that nigga was talking about.
35, bro.
What's wrong with Ace?
Big face ass bitch. Like, she pretty, yes.
I like this dude.
I'm not big face ass. What we not gonna do is you're built. In the same way that I don't think Kylie Jenner is a baddie. Mm-mm. Bitches have to be born bad, bitch. You look like your daddy, for real, but you masked that.
Her mama.
Is that her mama? Mama? Yeah, like that's her mama now. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Her dad mom.
I worked for them. Like
her dad mom. So what's your three, and then we coming back to you, Nick.
Boy, y'all be shooting at the most
Megan Good
ever. Okay.
Bro, out here just launching these things.
He said Megan Good first. We'll take that.
It's good if you nasty.
She single again too. You coming? Yeah. We gonna get you yours. Like,
Sade is still a baddie.
Sade for sure.
Sade is still a baddie.
Okay, I respect it.
And she 50 something, 60. Mm-hmm. Oh boy.
My gosh.
And hold on. Another one that I just be looking. At.
Such a late reaction.
It's okay.
Tracy Ellis is bad for sure.
Yeah. Boy, I didn't know her thing be thinking like that, boy. Yes. That thing be thinking.
With that lazy eye.
That's like one of my number one pages on IG. Nick,
my man. My man, you gotta chill. What is this going on? You guys are doing this at this point, bro.
So that's gonna be your third one? You gonna take Tracy Ellis as your third?
We can do that.
All right, yeah, for sure. Right, Nick, for sure. Your three.
Nick?
Bro, I don't know. Go ahead.
What?
Come on, bro. You got three.
All right, three anime characters.
No, you're next.
Three women who like that would describe a baddie to you.
Like just somebody who I think shit. Rihanna's always number one on that list.
Oh, for sure.
Just fucking fine.
he's bringing the mic.
Naturally bad as fuck. Tracy Ellis Ross always in my she in my number one, and then I love Erykah Badu, so.
Ooh, her, yeah, another thing that be
banging.
Well, I watched the Window video so many times.
And you see what she did to these niggas, bro. Common and Andre ain't been the same.
So you willing
since.
To take that risk?
Yeah,
Yes.
Yeah. I'm willing trying to figure out what kind of incense.
I think everybody in here willing to take that risk.
Go ahead, buy them candles, nigga.
Come on, Gabe. Got
it. You were. It's going down the line.
No, we're not. Come on.
Okay.
You first.
They had to.
He gonna say some shit out of left field. It's okay. Don't mind us.
Alicia Keys. I've always because I'm more about
her man stealing ass.
I'm more about talent, to be honest with you.
Get it how you live, baby.
Yeah, Alicia Keys.
She went for what she wanted.
Dame is whispering some sweet nothings over there to the lights. He said these lights, you know what I'm saying? All right. So I had Alicia Keys. Yeah, Erykah Badu was up there. And then I had to put someone white. It's the new Black Widow, Florence Pugh. She's so pretty to me. I like that shit.
Okay.
Yeah. Like the new Black Widow?
Yeah.
Think she battered it. Wait, hold on. Scarlett Johansson is
no, she's still bad. Yeah. She's still bad. Oh, I just okay. I don't like her nose.
That bitch is bad. That's a bad one.
Sure, I know. I just don't like her nose. But here's my thing:
like her what?
Her nose.
Her nose.
I'm a face person. I'm not an ass or titty guy. I don't really care what crap.
Whoa.
I don't all like right. her nose.
No, I'm not,
I can't be honest on anything, bro. I told him last time it was Dennis Rodman. They gonna shit on me for that.
I'm just trying to figure it out.
I don't like.
I just little bros.
I'm about to iron the back of your head. You better leave me alone.
You have a nostril fetish?
Come on. You want to be on camera? Come be on camera.
I don't like
Come get in the mic.
Okay, you, cool. I'll just say it back cool. for you. Who
no, we have to because like you play a part okay. In the
it's
subject.
Okay. It's okay.
No, you play a no, part it's okay. in the subject.
We don't have time. It's okay.
We
it's
do.
We do.
We do have time. Come on. Come introduce yourself. Hey, come on. Come
it's
on.
Okay, brother. It's okay. I got you.
Who are your top three?
You still got to give your three anyway.
Laura London. Rihanna. Am I?
Oh,
dang. That's a good one. Dang it.
Yeah.
I take four and cue back. I take four and cue back.
Every time a new name pop up, it'd be like, ooh. Yeah, we know. Niggas
forget. You going or I'm going?
You going first.
All right. So y'all been waiting on somebody to say it, but y'all ain't gonna say it. So I'm gonna throw her out there. Carrie Hilson. Yeah.
Dang it.
Miss Carrie, baby. Mm-hmm. Lauren
Hill.
No, right. London.
Oh. Damn. I like Lauren Hill, though. I like Lauren Hill, though.
Lauren Hill cold, though. She's definitely, she's Lauren a goat. Hill.
She can definitely rap, is what yeah. she just said. She
y'all know I can't
she's
leave
out
my,
there as a rapper, for
I
sure.
I cannot leave my baby mama out.
Meg.
Y'all know I got to say Meg. That's my baby mama.
Ew.
Because have you? She's natural, bro. Like,
yeah, she's natural. I'll give her that.
Natural.
I'll give her that.
I don't like her teeth. Now, that's something.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's certain things I don't like.
She got so much what?
Gum. That's cold. Shout out to Meg.
Yeah, she do be
she's
smiling.
She's still naturally like a, pretty, though.
She like, do be smiling like a literal stallion.
She does that big smile, and you can see all of that.
Her nose also throws it off for me, too. That it's like,
hey, we are not disrespecting. We're not disrespecting.
Bro, Vari, I have a thing.
Don't do too much about my baby mama, bro.
That's a black woman's nose. We will not do that.
What?
Oh,
no.
Damn, that's what she looked like without makeup. That's how she should. Who? Always look. Man. I ain't know. She
that's what I
like.
Said. That's what I said. She naturally, I like her naturally.
Let me see her naturally.
Like, don't look oh like. I don't want her with no makeup.
She's single, so do with that.
Nah, I'm not.
They just dispelled them rumors.
For real?
Yeah, that nigga party came out and was like, I'm going to let y'all niggas believe what y'all want, but I'm still over here clapping these.
Shout out to my girl while we talking about girls, so I won't get in trouble. Shout out to my girl.
She is gorgeous.
My three, I'm going to go
gorgeous.
With Rihanna, of course.
Goodness gracious.
I got to go with Beyonce.
All right.
I have to. And Ashanti.
I was going to say, my honorable mention is definitely Ashanti.
That's a good one.
I got an honorable mention that y'all probably going to be like, what the fuck?
Oh my gosh, I'm excited.
Who?
Koi Leray.
Her little skinny yet? Nigga, no.
Koi Leray is bad.
No.
She's naturally pretty, and she little fine, and that little booty be thanging.
She look like one that's of the little things from Men.
Yeah, yeah, I can see Koi Leray.
Yeah.
I can see Koi Leray. Like
hey, another honorable mention that y'all might not
Doja
agree
Cat.
With.
I was about to say Doja Cat.
Doja fine, too.
No, I'm going to say Janelle Monae.
Oh, my gosh.
Janelle Aiko.
I right, we're pronounce her name.
Yeah. I'm
okay,
leave
so
that
if you like Janae Aiko, then what's wrong with Koi Leray?
No, he said
no,
that.
I said Koi Leray's great.
He said that. I ain't say shit about it.
Yeah, I said Koi Leray's a great choice.
Okay, great. Now
like
that we got... Now
like
that we got...
Thick. I like my woman thick.
Now that we have...
I like my bitches thick, but if I have to fuck a skinny bitch, it'll be Koi.
All right, now that we have our definitions of... or let's say a visual of what we think baddies are.
What the fuck was that this weekend?
Yeah.
What happened
Las
this
Vegas.
Weekend? Like,
all right. So for you people that are not from
wait,
Vegas,
what the fuck?
For you
what
people
happened?
That are not from Vegas,
I'm from Vegas.
We have a new show coming out called Baddies of Las Vegas.
We don't have a new show coming out.
Yeah, that was.
They have a new show.
They have a new show coming out.
Sounds like some white people shit.
They what are not representing Las Vegas nor Baddies.
I'm gonna say this for the females that I know that are on the show. Do y'all shit, but yeah.
What the hell is it?
First of all.
So it's like a new reality show that's supposed to be like
Love and Hip Hop,
you know,
or
but some bad girls,
shit.
You know.
Or
but
at the same time,
bad
all the
club.
Women that were there, I don't think none of them made music. I don't think none of them, all of them got up there and was trying to twerk or trying to, they didn't have anything to go about. I understand like Love
there's
and
a couple
shit,
strippers.
Like, even Koi was up there.
There are a couple strippers. There are a couple
somebody,
strippers.
They were,
can you send me the link? Benzino. I don't know what the hell's going on.
It's on Facebook.
But
I saw them.
It's all these motherfuckers that actually do music, are they actually into something, entrepreneurship, something. You're just you're trying to shoehorn some shit.
Shoehorning.
Get famous.
Force
they're,
it.
They're,
yeah.
they're doing Bad Girls Club. That's what
yeah.
they're doing.
Oh, that's what they're trying to do Bad Girls Club?
What's it, okay, what is it called on Facebook? Like
they just want to see a whole bunch of drama. They just trying to see drama in Vegas
just
with all the black girls.
They just trying to see a whole bunch of them big ass eyelashes flying all over the
yeah,
place.
Drinks getting thrown.
Some of them was actually okay. Yeah, for the most part, they was like trash bitches, but some of them was actually all right.
Which one is it, bro?
There was nothing fire about anything that was going on wherever they was at. doing that shit. That shit looked like his like, thing.
That was bad. He's in Reno.
So listen, like, so let me make it known. So for those who made the show, like Ari said, we hope y'all do good. I didn't personally know everybody who made it. But I probably do, but I still don't know who made it. Right? Can we look it up?
I saw a list, but
can we look it up? So I literally saw a 45 to a minute video of it because I didn't know nothing about it until everybody started posting like the next day. So I'm like, what is everybody talking about? Why everybody mad? Because it was a lot of pretty girls that I know in Vegas that was like, oh dang, I should have went to the audition. And it was a lot of people like talking about like, man, I just heard a lot of negativity. And that's the first time I've like legit heard negativity with some like from some people that don't never talk bad about nothing. You know what I'm saying? So again, I heard the video I heard says, are you from Vegas or are you from Nevada? She was like, no, I'm from Cali, but I'm going to be in this. I'm like, dang. So that's the worst video for me to watch, being that I'm a Vegas, like, born and raised.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, now it makes me think, like, who did you really pick? So I just need to see who was there. But I did. I'm going off of hearsay right now. And that video I saw, it wasn't looking too
spectacular. It did not look spectacular. It did not look good.
But if you did make it, shout out to you. Do your thing. You a baddie. One girl said I had to work, but I'm definitely gonna be in season two.
They have an OnlyFans.
Already?
Yep.
Terrible plan.
They have OnlyFans.
Sex sales.
Don't it.
This just sounds like the worst.
Hey, we need a girl to just like get naked and twerk and have black aces on her so we can just start booming.
Tough.
That was a difficult statement right there.
No, that was a true statement.
Tough. Anyways,
that's
will it not work?
Those topics.
It might, but we just going
to. So we going to do it the right way?
I feel like the person who designed or thought about this idea was given the worst advice ever.
No, the idea is great.
The idea is cool, but.
The idea is great, but.
Nope.
The,
no, because what it's like
talent
it's,
scout. Is who we need no, to
the, exe- about the execution. Talent, yeah. The execution is just foul. I feel like I've seen a lot of beautiful women in this city, and so absolutely. Like if you put out flyers mad early, let niggas know what the fuck was going on, put out a legit casting call. I've seen people show up like that to the Cosmo every summer for pool season, right? So it's like, yeah. I don't know
who's on it. Like it's just a bunch of like Reno girls.
No, they're actually from here.
Oh, they're actually from here.
We went to college with her.
Are any of them actually like, you know? I'm sure it's preferential.
I'm sure they probably, I'm sure most of the videos that came out are salacious for the sake of getting people riled up to actually watch it.
One of them, oh, we went to school with her.
Yeah, went to college. Went to CSI with her.
Okay, yeah, she cool.
She cool.
She for sure, yeah.
I told you she cool.
Yeah.
That's my nigga. Well, we cool. But yeah.
Okay, I see you, girl. Okay.
Yeah,
she cute or whatever. Baby, I love you. I'm not talking about nobody. Stupid. We can look together. Shout out to my girl, though. Everybody got a shout out to their girl. Shout out to your girl if you got a girl so we don't get in trouble.
I'm a virgin.
My girl don't listen to the pod.
Okay, good job.
I'm a virgin, so.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you, Nick.
There's not a single woman out here worth my time. A singular one of them.
I hear that, bro.
I heard that.
Is that another... never
mind. Anyways, niggas. Hey. We get to our real topics. What's the worst piece of advice you've ever been given?
That was my best segue I was giving you. I was giving you that segue.
I know.
Okay. The worst advice?
Worst piece of advice.
I think the worst advice I've ever been given has been anything coming from somebody who's hypocritical, which is most advice.
Shit.
Yeah. Because here's the thing. Someone's going to walk up to you, and what are you struggling with, if anything? You know what I mean? And then they're going to point that out, and then they're going to say how they figured it out, and it's like, wholly different situations, like completely different situations.
True.
Like you can get punched in the face, I can get punched in the face. You could have caused it, I couldn't have caused it. But you'll give me advice about how, like, oh well, you shouldn't have been there. It's like, what kind of advice is that? You shouldn't have been where you were at. Like, I guess you should just stay home then.
Okay, so, Cincinnati.
Right. Like the advice just doesn't make sense half the time, because then you start to look at how they're thinking.
Facts.
So most of the time I don't go with advice. If it's advice I'm asking for specifically from a person I know exactly went through this exact situation, different. But most of the time people are just kind of like, they get like three out of all the 100 details, the three details that kind of stick out, and then they go with that, and then everything else does not add up ever. So for me, most of it.
Worst advice I got?
Ever.
Ari telling me he, I could trust him to go places, wow, and then he air my business out on the podcast in, yeah, subtle ways.
Ain't that crazy?
That's crazy.
I feel like there's a couple of pods
that's
with my crazy business out there, too.
That's wild, right? Wow. It's crazy. Still my boy though, I love him.
This is what we do.
We can never, I can never, listen, I can never not be his friend. Like, if we stop being friends, I gotta kill him. Like,
but
legit.
Is that advice?
That is advice. He told me, like, hey, tell me. You know, that's
not really advice. That's just like, what?
I feel like somebody.
The worst advice
you
I got was to trust Ari in certain matters. If we gonna say that.
Wow.
I can trust him in my life. They, like, this sounds weird because he's one of my best friends and he's forever gonna be one of my best friends. But I can only
he's
trust
just shitting
him
on you, bro. This is wild.
Wow.
Yeah, so you agree with my worst advice?
I was just saying that I understand that it is actually considered advice. That's the part
correct
that I was agreeing
it's
with.
Advice. Yeah.
Don't put me in the subject matter.
No. I'm saying, like, is that
answer
a, I'm saying, is
answer
that
the question. Answer the question. The
worst piece of it. Shit. Oh, man. Nah, dude. I don't know. I can't think of nothing. I've always gotten good advice. Not as cap. And most of the worst advice I've ever gotten is just unwarranted advice. It's similar to what Gabe was just saying. It's
thank
just
you
like, if we're talking and I don't specifically ask you for advice, shut the fuck up.
Thank you. For
real.
Like, yo, I'm like, this is, because I generally let people know, I'm like, yeah, bro, like, I'm not really looking for a,
bro, I'm so glad. I'm like, thanks for not
trying to
vent. I was interested in knowing.
Like, I'm just trying to vent. Oh, okay, yeah. But you know what you should do? All right, well, that's the thing about shoulds. And then that's usually how I try to end a conversation. That's the nice way.
Yeah, there's. I mean, that's the thing, bro. People be, like, so offended by, like, just don't tell me.
What's the word?
Your opinion is for the birds, bro, and those give a damn.
See, the worst piece of advice I've ever gotten. I don't got nothing, really. Because I don't really take people advice. So.
Your head out. Oh, okay.
I don't take people advice.
No, that's fine.
I don't. this nigga here, bro. Nigga,
hey, I'm just playing around.
This nigga here,
I'm just
bro
being a troll to Ari.
Bro,
been a while.
Look, you made. Has your head turned? Oh, my gosh.
No, I feel like Nick in a certain aspect, though. I haven't really got, like, bad advice. Everybody that I've acquired, let's say everybody that I've acquired advice from was doing something that I wanted to do or in an area that I wanted to be in, so their advice really helped
actually
me.
No,
I can't say I really got, because I'm like, yo, I don't
hey, whoever told me to go try out for that vector shit, fuck you. That was the worst piece of advice you ever given.
What the fuck? What?
You know them niggas that used to sell the knives and shit?
Oh,
trust
I
them mean niggas.
Okay.
Nah, see, that's on you.
Yeah, that's
that, like that'd
that
be like somebody
thing
saying the worst piece of advice I got was to do Forex. Like, nah, nigga, you did that to yourself.
Hey, fuck them niggas too, bro. Get out of my fucking.
I hate Amway people. I cannot stand them.
I haven't encountered them.
Wait for it. They're gonna be like, I met these people that are mentoring me right now to make a bunch of business and shit. I'm like, so you're telling me that you can't think for yourself? They'd be like, no, like they built an asset up and then like they teach you how to build the asset. You should come learn from them. I'll be like,
a lot of
you should go take
like
dick from them.
It's like Google is free.
I was about to say YouTube University is a real ass thing.
That sounds like a pyramid scheme. I'm cool, bro.
No, it's a pyramid scheme.
For sure.
It's a proven pyramid scheme and they still are legal. It's crazy.
That's crazy.
What do they call it? Multi-level marketing?
Bro.
Yeah.
Multi-level looks like this to me. Like, I don't know what did you want me to
Shit, Illuminati, we figured it out.
Oh, dude, Reed Richards and all of them.
Hey,
no, because that's from Marvel. Okay, Nick, I thought you were just gonna.
No, I was just like,
I'm quick with it. Remember that. Go ahead, Ari.
Shout out to the women that claim to be sapiosexuals.
That's the dumbest thing.
But don't know how to have an intelligent conversation.
Bruh.
Look, man, at one point I was single, and I was on these date naps, and everybody's bio was like, sapiosexual, sapiosexual.
What does that even
you
really
got,
mean?
I'm in love with
people who are intelligent?
Yeah,
that just
basically
means, like, you All right, whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Sounds dumb as shit.
They want you to fuck their brains before you fuck them.
That's fine. Like, come here, suck this dick.
They want you to fuck their brains before you fuck them. AKA, they want you to mind fuck them.
That's not hard to do when people don't really think that much. Mm.
That's the thing, ain't it? That's why I'd be like, what profound conversation do you expect to have in your Tinder inbox?
Like, I'm about to DM you, like, by the way, the Earth rotates this amount of speed, and if it stopped, we'd all fly 2,000 miles. Like, it's not going to happen.
Are you aware of Laszlo's hierarchy of needs?
Can you believe that in Minecraft? Like, it's like, you're not going to have any conversation that's going to blow a female's mind away, like.
Dude, those diamond shovels, though. Shout out.
Bruh, netherite. It's crazy. It's like, you know what? You know what's another way of putting that? It's like, I just like that you can talk to me.
She's a scripper.
I was like, we know her.
That's the easiest way of saying it. Other than that, what you're basically, you're just putting it out there that, like, if you're dumb, I don't like you. So.
Basically.
And that's not even true.
This goes back to that whole school thing, though. Because, no, hear me out. Because what happens is, You're basically saying you're judging a fish by its ability to climb a tree, right?
Yeah.
It's going to live its whole life thinking it's stupid. So, yes, I'm proud that we're at 40, but what I'm getting at is the school system is stupid anyways. So intelligence is perspective-based. So if they're, my bad, the women, if they're judging us on their perception of our intelligence, we're already at a downhill battle. So anybody who claims that is just, bye. You probably already think I'm stupid. I'm not going to come at you with physics and trigonometry.
They're going to be the ones that will go out for the dudes who they're looking for because they automatically, based off of, oh my God, he looks like Ryan Gosling in that movie, so he's probably got some pretty good conversation.
He's got a 5
so
I'm going
to give him the opportunity to. Yeah, it is what it is, man.
Yeah. I mean, you know, all the power to them. That's their choice, but like.
And shout out to these niggas that say the same thing and also can't hold a conversation more than 3 sentences.
You niggas is boring.
That's what I'm boring.
No, they're boring. That's what my homegirl said.
Boring.
Them niggas is boring.
Niggas be out here talking about cryptocurrency.
That's the most boring conversation, bro.
But it'd be that.
I'm tired of hearing about it.
During
let
the
metaverse happen. Let you guys get sucked into pods and you guys go live on the Matrix. I don't care.
I do want to look at some of that shit eventually, but not right now.
Just let me know when you get a pod.
No, I just want the Oculus. I don't really care.
I have the Oculus. It's the same thing, bro.
Really?
Yeah. Here's the thing too. You're talking about recreating vision from where our peripherals are basically almost at 180 degrees. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The only headset. Shout out to my my sponsors. I don't really have sponsors, but I work with this company. They do 180 degree peripherals, 4K per screen, and it's. You don't see a black line. You literally only see screen in this headset.
Oh, that's fire.
Yeah. So, VR engineers, if you read it fast enough, it's Virginears.
Right.
So, but the funny thing is they've been outdoing everybody else in terms of specs for their headsets. And VR, for some reason, is not taking off because the problem is a headset's $5,000 for their low model. But that's their best model. It's their low model. The higher it goes, you're just getting other tiers that, like, you're not in the military. You don't need it. You know what I mean? But then you're talking about the Oculus, $300, but then people complaining that, oh, you only see this amount. And you can see a black border around all of it. It's like...
The Oculus is made for...
Kids like for to run into a wall.
I'm like, that's the only one that's cheap. Everyone, most VR headsets are of them, upwards of $1,000.
So. Yeah, like, Pimax starts at $1,500.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah, and all the, like, people who play Oculus all the time, like, this is the best headset. Dude, no, it's not. You haven't even tried the best headset.
And that's just proven. Welcome
today's tech world. Is that what you're going to say?
Welcome to today's tech talk on the TED show of Theodore. All right, that's a lot of these.
Ask the pod.
Man.
I put them there for you, bro.
I know, bro, but I'm like, at this point, you could have just read it.
Nah.
All right. Gentlemen, there's a lot of bullshit questions on here, so get ready.
I love it.
All right, so let's start. All right. How trash would sex have to be for you to want to commit suicide?
it's too much pussy in the world for me to want to commit suicide.
I couldn't even think about committing like that part.
Wow.
I really wish I had more.
Can you say that in a mic?
Really
wish. Can you say that in a mic?
I could beat my dick.
Boom. There we go.
Pamela has never disappointed me.
Never.
Who's I wish I had Pamela Henderson. I wish that we got more context from this question though, just because I'm like, he said he read a story or somebody had like you know, let him know about some shit like this, and I'm like, if you can show me a news article of somebody who can confirm I killed myself over,
I'm pretty sure they're not gonna say I killed myself, but
like, good sex. Yeah, it's never that deep.
Never. Bro, you can like have sex with more people. It ain't gotta just be that person. More women. I mean, more people.
This sounds like a fatal attraction.
I want to. you never know. He might go both ways. So.
True. Anyway. Next question.
I probably would never commit to.
I'm trying to be PC, bro.
I wish our lady correspondent who was here was still here, because she could probably help answer this question. But why are women so fixated on knowing niggas' middle names?
They just want to call your government name when you get mad. When they get mad, yeah,
exactly. I was about to say, that's all. A long ass name, and it builds the pent up anger from her.
That's all they want to do.
She's like Gabriel Angelo Perez Garcia the third. No, I'm playing.
You?
She be yelling at me. I don't have anybody, but yeah.
Yo.
Damn, that's tough.
Dang, now that you really missing it, they be pressed about your middle name. What's your middle name?
I thought about that.
Just tell me your middle name. Tell me your middle name. LaShayel.
Yeah, I read that. I was like, this is a wild question, because it's true. Because
if you call me by my middle, I'm going to look at you like,
Bartholomew.
Don't say my middle name.
Yeah, if they know like the full name too, and like the suffix, the, you know what I mean? Like, oh, whatever, Dr. Gupta, like whatever. But,
yeah.
Dr. Gupta.
The whole like spiel, I'm like, bro, nah, don't do that shit, bro.
Yeah, don't do that.
You gonna disrespect me in front of my fans. Don't do that shit.
Your fans? You got fans?
Fans, friends, all that shit.
Oh, facts.
I mean, if they're using all three of my names, they're definitely my fans. What's something y'all absolutely hate about dating these days?
I mean, I'm not dating.
Yeah,
but
I am not dating either.
Me either. I'm not single.
Women are, for me, and I mean, I don't care how this comes off. Can you re-ask it so I can answer better?
What's something you absolutely hate about dating these days?
Standards. Drop your shit. You're not. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're not up here. It doesn't matter who you are. Even if you were, like,
that is any a of... problematic take. I just thought you should know that right now.
You said what?
That is a very problematic take right now.
What, standards?
We're just there. Just
standards. That's all I'm
explaining. I'm explaining in a minute.
Yeah, I'm confused. Why is that problematic?
Yeah,
them niggas that we won't speak about. That's what their podcast be saying.
That's not.
So we're just gonna drop our opinion for someone else.
That's crazy.
I mean, something we don't want to get canceled. He knows. Like, now you get it.
That's a problematic take.
Y'all niggas about to talk about preferences.
No.
Preferences and standards are.
What do I hate about it? Here, I'll just make it simple. What do I hate about it?
Dating.
Commitment, because I don't like committing to you anymore.
That's tough.
Yikes.
My thing. So when I'm
yikes. There, I'm gonna give you first my real answer. Now y'all not fucking with
now
it. Here goes toxicity.
But no, yeah, now I'm about to lie. Gotcha. So I'm definitely gonna commit, but whatever.
I love lying.
So
lie to these people.
I'm lying because no one cares.
Before I, when I was single for the 12 years that I was single,
take your shirt.
It's two things. It's two things that I hated. Like, one was
these bitches.
He said it, not me. They always thought like because I was a gentleman, I was just raised to be a gentleman. They thought that I was trying to like either finagle some way into some cat or. Like some instead of just me being what I was, how I was raised. Number two is I hated that. I don't know how to put it.
Speak your truth, King.
Speak your truth.
Because I got a girl. Like, I got a girl that understands this. So it's like when what I hated about dating was
that was wild.
When women. See me with like naked, I know a lot of pasta. Women.
Make it plain, Pastor.
I knew a lot of women. I know a lot of women, so they'll think like they wouldn't approach me because I could even want you. But they'll be like, nah, you got too many hoes. Like, what are you talking about? If you know me, then you know I don't have them. Do I hang around a lot of women? Yes. But am I doing nothing? No.
Where is your competitive nature?
So my thing is, they compare me to other people thinking that I'm other people. That was my issue with dating. I'm with competing, but you got to be something worth competing for. You feel me?
Yeah, I'm not
about I'm not finna be out here chasing, I don't know. I was finna give a
chance. She's a runner. She's a track star.
But... I'm not. That was gonna be offensive. If I'm gonna chase, I'm gonna chase. You know, a Meg type. You know what I'm saying?
You got it.
You got all the power.
Not no booger wolf.
Holy crap! Shit. Oh my gosh! All right.
Oh shit! What do I hate about dating? Back when I was dating, I hated how trash everybody's communication was, including my own. So that's what I hated about dating.
You still can't communicate.
Bro, oh my God. Are we about to talk about Ari's communication.
What do you
skills?
Hear about Ari's communication?
The lack of it. No, okay.
Wow. Am I getting shot from
or the lack thereof?
Right, the lack of it.
I like to think I communicate with you guys very well.
Yeah, no, very well. I don't think you have any bad.
We'll give you this. You communicate.
You do communicate. He's not saying it bad or good.
If we're being honest, I give you like if we're being honest, I'm giving you a 6 out of 10, bro.
I've been doing better. Nick. I've been doing better, Nick.
He has. We'll give him that.
That's subjective. All of it is subjective. Yeah, it depends on who you're talking to, what you're talking about. Exactly.
Yeah. When it comes to what you're talking about, yeah, that's definitely.
I'll give my communication with you have been better since from the beginning.
Are we talking about texting? Like communication.
We just talk about communication in general. Communication skills, the act of active listening, checking in, or as far as like
mine's like a 5.
When you have a conversation with somebody, not responding to or listening to respond, but listening to listen, those kinds of things, like all forms of communication, not just he sent a text.
He was gonna kill me in the Discord.
Oh yeah,
I'm bad at Discord.
See, it wasn't even about that. It was just because nigga hopped in the Discord because nigga Dro said I got COVID, and he goes, "Well."
I looked at that. I just threw my phone. Like, come on, bro. We was just together.
Okay, that sounds so evil.
And my first thought is
evil,
like,
but I had already talked to Dro, so I was like, well.
It just sounds like
nobody knew. Like only him and Drew knew. And it's like, what?
That shit looked wild. I was really about to. I sent one sentence. I was like, damn, that's how you respond to your boy getting COVID. Yeah. Yuck.
Hashtag gross.
Yeah. Shout out to Drew. We miss you, man.
No, shout out to you, Drew.
Get better, bro.
Hey, we try to throw as many jokes as we could for you, my nigga, because you know.
Shout out to Deviante too.
Yeah, bro. Damn, you should have talked louder on the fucking mic, nigga.
Yeah. Talk with some nuts. Put the nuts on it.
Whoa.
Pause.
Thank you. Good job.
Whoa.
You ever said something sus into the microphone?
All the time.
What?
Did you hear I sounded? I sounded nuts, huh?
Pause. Excuse me.
What's the next question, Nick?
I think that's it. That is it.
That was it?
No, yes. That was the last one.
Okay. Yeah.
What grinds your gears? This week.
Standards. No, I'm playing.
Bring him back.
Whoa. Game is toxic. Game is freaking toxic.
No, I just don't want to be out here with nobody just random.
Game is toxic.
Is that a problem?
I'm convinced. Tell me that's toxic, bro.
What's wrong with random bitches?
Well, the word bitches, but random, I don't know.
I'm so happy we don't have a bitch jar, by the way.
If we had one, I'd be rich.
Oh, nigga, we already had one, and I...
Ooh. Oh, you were broke?
Yeah.
No.
We owe a lot. I'm not going to hold you. We owe a lot.
No, what grinds my gears right now is disloyalty. Not from women, just in general.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Yeah, it's disloyalty. Just destroys my gears. I'm like, I can't even, look at you the same.
Destroys my gears, bro?
Pause. I don't care. No, you know what? No.
Is it a pause?
Yeah, is that even a pause?
What is wrong with
I mean,
you
I guess
guys,
if you're like a gay that... robot, I guess, but I don't see how that makes sense.
Are you going nuts right now,
bro? I repeated it because that sounded crazy, and I just had to ask,
No, because
I just got a topic. Thanks, dog.
You're welcome.
No, thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome. Appreciate you. Basically, I just don't like disloyalty. I'll put everything in. You know what I'm saying? Pause. But I'll put I'll put a lot of effort in, and then if it's nothing at all, friendship, nothing, I'm good. I'm cool with like one person to hang out with. Disloyalty to me is the worst thing you could ever show me. Just go die. I'm very serious.
Before we continue, can we ask you a question?
Why is women fascinated with men's middle name?
We have a mic right over there.
You can part. Yeah, why do women always want to know a man's middle name? Like, what's the fascination? Can you talk in? Can you talk in the mic? First of all, you can come over here. I don't know if you mind being on the camera or whatever. All right. Can we give your name? Whatever.
No.
AKA name. It don't matter. Oh, no.
Hello. My name is Media. And sorry, I can't look at you guys while I'm talking.
Good.
But I think that women are fascinated by things that are unseen. And like when you're introducing yourself, first of all, just pro tip, like if you introduce yourself first and last name, it sets you apart. Like when's the last time like someone comes up to you and introduces their full name? Like I'd be like, hey, what's up? My name is Nidia Martinez. So it just makes you stand out. Mm-hmm. And like what's even deeper, like beneath that, I feel like, is your middle name. Like, not many people get to know your middle name, I guess. I don't know.
So, basically, out of all of that, they just nosy.
No, but we want to know everything about you, everything okay. that makes you you. And sometimes, like, there can be, like, hidden, like, you could be... have like childhood trauma like with your middle name or like, you know, like just different emotions I feel like women try to figure out while they're going into.
Yeah, no, that makes
that's
sense.
Understood.
That makes
yeah,
sense.
That definitely
makes sense. That's a respectful answer. Yeah. I thought I should be like, we just want to know your name so we could yell that shit at you.
That's what I said. Y'all just want to yell our full name when y'all get mad.
That too. Because if I'm mad at you, I'm yelling your full name.
You. See?
Ronnie, what grinds your gears?
What grinds your gears, Nidia?
Grinds me, oh god, a lot.
Just one.
She's like men. No, I'm playing.
Yes.
Whoa!
Wow.
Here goes the male bashing segment.
We should have that.
No.
That's what we on?
No.
Like, never.
No.
Bro, relax.
Okay, I mean, so, we can have a whole podcast like that if you really want to.
I mean, honestly, yeah, dude, males are pretty. I'm playing, bro.
So, what grinds my gears is ineligible athletes. Doing the most.
Somebody like, oh, you crazy. Wilding.
If you're ineligible, you shouldn't say nothing. Like you should just come to practice, work, just like don't say nothing.
You had a rough week?
No, a rough night.
You had a rough night.
I had a rough night. Kinda sorta. So we played
was that Silverado?
Yeah, we played against Silverado. We was playing kind of like, we played okay. Like, we started off good, then we started slacking. But, you know, so we ended up, like, coming back and winning by, like, 12, maybe 14 points, right? So we've been blowing people out the whole season. And so I didn't play one of my best players because I was proving a point. So we still ended up winning by.
I need to stop doing that shit.
Nah.
You get come on the mic.
Don't fake it, being injured because you want to play on game day.
Nah, that grinds like, that's Barry's not, gears.
Yeah, that, yeah.
So, I got you, fam.
So now we was gonna win regardless, but
bro, you sound like you went through that in like middle school.
That's deep right there. But so we ended up winning, right? We ended up pulling off a big victory, and we shaking hands, and it's the ineligible person talking about you trash, you effing trash. Like, so I'm shaking hands like, you know, y'all play good, like y'all play better than I thought y'all was. I thought we was gonna win by 30 again, but
shit,
we only won by 12, 14, so we good. Like, we gonna beat y'all next time. But so I'm wondering why, like, the dude shaking my hand, like, what you just say? And, like, everybody behind him, like, get mad, getting all riled up. I'm like, first of all, calm down. Who said it? He let me know who said it. So I apologize to the coach and all the players. I said, look, he's an ineligible player. We don't operate like that. So I get in the That's locker real. Room, and I chewed him out. And he's ineligible because he didn't do what's called register my athlete. Like, that's the first thing you do. It ain't because we can't even check your grades because you're not technically on the roster. So I'm being nice by keeping you around. But I hate when people do dumb stuff after you already done dumb stuff, if that makes sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I agree.
Nick?
Work.
Ari.
Nah, close, close. Nah, work. I'm just tired of doing that shit. Honestly.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
What grinds my gears this week?
Chewing gum into a microphone.
No.
I'm tired of.
Oh.
Okay.
I am tired of hidden intentions with people, especially the dynamic between males and females. I feel like no matter what, there is always a hidden intention between every relationship.
So you said no matter what?
That's my artist song.
For the most part.
Who are you talking about?
For the most part.
Yes. And that's why stuff don't work, because people always think it's a hidden intention.
I think men look at women as just their outside, appearance. Yeah.
BS!
Pause. We're going to table that.
Yeah. Okay.
We're going to talk about
that. Well, that's my artist, so I'm just interested in her mindset. Like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. We're not going to talk about that right now.
Oh, you're good.
We got to bring you back. We got to bring you back.
Yeah.
That was a good grind. That was a good thing. That was good.
That was
good.
Huh? Yes. I'm like, I have this conversation with women all the time. All
facts.
The time.
That's why I said BS.
Well, I just, later, table it.
Yeah, we're going to table it.
Yeah.
Damn, but it's such a good
conversation. It is.
It's a fire conversation.
Great, but we're at an hour and a half.
Oh.
It's great.
You said working, right? Yeah. Okay. What grinds my gears this week?
Dropping off packages.
I don't even do that, sir.
You know what I'm talking about.
What grinds my gears this week?
Oh, you're sick.
You're sick.
White people that think they know what the fuck they're doing, when in fact they don't.
Okay. Can you give me
why can't it just be anybody that don't know what's going
it's
on?
Specifically white people.
You know.
Specifically white people.
Can you give me an example recently that happened to you?
So at my job, I try to tell people what they should do so their bag doesn't get pulled.
Okay.
And these motherfuckers just do whatever the fuck they want to do.
Right.
And then their bag gets pulled, and then we're looking at them like, yeah, bitch, I told you so. Now your shit's going to the back.
Right.
And now you're gonna wait. And you're gonna be late to your fucking flight.
Right.
So that shit annoys the fuck out of me.
Right.
Also, people asking, do I have to take off my fucking shoes? You didn't play for TSA pre-check. Yes, take them bitches off. So yeah.
Wow. That's how much a really good TSA reasoning to be made. Like, that's a solid reason.
Like, yeah.
Take your fucking shoes off. I don't know who
you
are.
You've seen the 12, 20 people in front of you.
Nigga.
That's it.
Yes, they're so special. Take the motherfuckers off. I don't care. Also, I really hate Crocs, but that's neither here nor there.
That's not a gear, but does that grind you? You hate enough to grind
I'm trying to give me some. Yes.
Okay, so yeah, that's a better answer.
Yes. Anyways, that's another episode of Black Ace Podcast. I'm playing some music to get up out of here. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I missed y'all, man. It was great being back.
Great being back.
Really?
This song.
All right.
Black Beatles in the city. Be back immediately to confiscate the money.
Just a little bit.
Can we bring this?
Turn it on. It's all good. Right there.
Can we bring this challenge back?
What, this challenge? Oh, yeah. The
mannequin?
Yeah. Why did it ever stop?
Because of the Harlem Shake. Yeah.
You ain't lying.
You Harlem ain't Shake lying. Was first, was it?
You ain't lying.
That was like when niggas was in high school and it went from like crank that Soulja Boy to crank that Yang, crank yet Batman, crank that. It was just like so it was many a, different trends.
But that crank that movement was still going on while the hyphy movement was going and while the jerk movement was going. So why couldn't you know? But see, these kids get it was all at the same time.
Niggas was not still cranking shit when Jerkin came out.
Yes, they was.
No, they wasn't.
No.
Bro, y'all got me so messed up.
It was
Let It Come On at a party. Everybody was doing all of that. It wasn't like, oh, we not doing that. Like,
they played it and they did it, but exactly. It wasn't.
Yeah, but I mean, it wasn't the same.
No, that's what I meant. If it go on at a party, like, everybody, you know how people talk about, like, this dance is old. Like,
crank
that
was like 07.
Like, there's like, right, and there's also dances that are really, like, you can probably do a dance that's from the 90s. That's an old dance.
Nice.
For us, at least.
Nah, that ain't old. That's old. That's a move.
Nah, but certain shit sticks around. Niggas is still ducking.
till this day, nigga.
I don't think that'll ever stop.
And niggas will forever Millie Rock.
Yeah. I'm a Millie Rocker.
That don't make sense.
I'm going to hit this. And
yeah, always. But that's
and there's always people doing shuffles, like shuffling.
I'm Millie Rocking till I die.
I haven't seen a shuffle in a minute. I'm going to keep it hot.
For real?
I haven't seen a shuffle.
You probably haven't gone to a lot of raves then.
I mean, actually,
I've never been to a rave.
Back when you used to go to Vanguard a lot, they, man.
Vanguard was definitely shuffle worthy.
Oh, the bar Vanguard? Oh, for facts.
I miss Vanguard. Shout out to Alice and the crew, man. Oh my God. Gigi, Sherelle, Lexi. Who am I missing? Chris, Trey.
Balding.
Who am I missing? I'm missing the girl. Kenny.
Kenny. She about to get
married. That's all the girl?
Yeah, she about to get married.
Shout out to, you know what? Shout out to Bari. Shout out to Locomotion.
Shout out to y'all for sure.
Shout out to Black Ace. Y'all are dope. Thanks for having me.
Shout out to your sponsor, too. I'm trying to figure out more about this. We can talk.
Oh, yeah, VR Engineers. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I ain't got no money, but I definitely want to know about it.
We'll figure something out.
We can find something out.
See y'all niggas next week.
Next week?